Hello everyone. Welcome back. This is your boy Kabelo Tladi. Hit your service today. This is a short. Yeah, we know it's been a while, but we are back at it again. I truly hope that the Lord has been keeping you and blessing you, you and your loved ones. And yeah, I'm gonna get right into it. I wanna keep it short and sweet. I am going to start off by reading the scriptures, and the scripture I'm going to be reading is especially well known among believers, but I just want to share a small piece of my understanding on it, and I encourage you to go into it and study it, study the entire chapter, in fact study the entire book of Romans in this instance, just so that you get a sense of context and your understanding of the scripture may bloom and manifest in your own life. And this is how it goes. This is Romans 8 verse 28. It reads, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose." And my understanding of this is, it tells us that no matter what life throws at you, despite all the suffering, despite all the misfortune, despite all the pain that we all inevitably face in life, keeping in line with God's character and in a way shaping yourself and modeling yourself after him, all things will work together for your good. Never mind how painful it is, never mind how unfortunate or unfair it may feel or be even, but the Lord has his purpose, as the scripture says, and it is in your particular adventure, the adventure of your life, that you are going through that period of whatever it may be, and that all things are working together for your good. It is you will learn the fruit, or you will attain the treasures of life, even in the most unfortunate of events or circumstances, and that the peace of the Lord shall sustain you, and you will be able to maintain your trust in God and be able to have a clearer vision, for a lack of a better expression, as to how to carry on with this particular adventure of your life in a way that will not lead to your destruction, might I say. And yeah, that is a very basic explanation, but I believe that it is enlightening to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter how it feels, keeping your trust in the Lord and aligning yourself with his character and having a strong conviction to keep it, all these things shall work together for your good. Because as I said, you will learn and you will grow, and you will be stronger, and you will attain wisdom and strength. And me talking about the adventure of your life, I would elaborate on a couple of stories just to give you a bit of context as to where I'm coming from. If you think about the story of Abraham, and on the other hand, the story of Moses, Abraham was called out by God from the comfort of his home and his people, where he was living comfortably and he was okay. And the Lord called him into the adventure of his life to leave his people to a land that he will show him. And Abraham goes on this incredible adventure where a lot of very bad things happen, but this adventure that he embarks on is unexplainably fulfilling, in the same way the story of Moses living in Pharaoh's house, killing the Egyptian, going off into the desert, which was a form of initiation, if you really think about it, because that is the place where he takes the Israelites as they head out of Egypt. So it was all sort of preparation, all things working together for your good, even though it feels unfortunate and you really don't feel like going through what you're going through. But the faith and trust in the Lord of knowing that my circumstances, my emotions are all over the place, but I choose to keep faith and I choose to focus on the essential things that I need to be learning in this season of my life and retool myself that I am wiser for it and I am stronger for it. And you are able to become a treasure even for other people who might go through similar circumstances as you give your testimony, and you are able to reveal your wisdom to them, which you truly have no idea the impact that will have on their lives. So yeah, that is a very, very basic explanation or description of the scripture, but yeah, because this is a short, I wanted to keep it short and sweet. And yeah, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose. And it doesn't promise you a soft life, as we call it now. It doesn't call it. No way is it claiming it is going to be easy or you are always going to be in a great mood. But it is, at the same time, I would argue, even more fulfilling than happiness to go on this adventure of your life and to somehow be able to keep the spirit of enthusiasm throughout it all and attain the wisdom that you need to attain, the knowledge, the strength to grow, to not embark on a path of resentfulness, to be able to restrain from that. It's absolutely beautiful. But anyway, I hope this short message has, I don't know, tickled your sense of understanding a bit. And like I said before, I encourage you to go in yourself and read it and seek a better understanding for yourself. Again, this is Gabelo Tladi on half of the Let God Set the Tone podcast. Peace and love. Peace and love.